Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, maybe Ohio State is the exception to the rule. Defensively on paper through four, and they've won them all, like Indiana. They've allowed only 12 points a game, 121 yards rushing, 132 through the air. You know, in this day of high-scoring games, pretty good, considering the offenses. Like Kevin Wilson's here, they sit 38 points, well-balanced, 236.5 on the ground, 286 through the air. Not that he's not happy at 4-0, but this offense, as he was telling us on Monday, can get a little bit better as we move on.
We had a chance to finish some games or get some games more in the balance that we've just floundered around a little bit. You know, there's a physicalness in the run game. We probably aren't as good at some chunk plays as we need to get. You know, we haven't had a lot of long runs and passes, quite honestly. So we're using that tight end group and that O-line group and those backs okay. But, you know, when you get into Big Ten play, you're going to get matched up against defenses. We're not going to overpower people. You got to have that balance. You got, when you cross that midfield stripe, you got to get points on the board. And some games we're leaving, you know, 7, 10, 13, 14, 70 points on the board. You know, I don't know if a lot of games are going to be 17-9 anymore. So it comes down to just points. I just think we keep leaving some points. And when you're playing a great team like Ohio State, I mean, a couple years ago, I think we had it 7 times across the 35 we didn't score. And that's not a good formula.
No, it's not. And it's not the formula for beating number one on Saturday. Don't forget Sports Talk tonight. Field hockey coach Amanda Janney. Also, the new contributing writer for Golf Week magazine, our own Mike Glascott, talks a little about his new duties. And we have the Reds hosting the Cubs tonight. Busy Tuesday. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, everyone in the Wilson football camp welcoming the opportunity Saturday to kick off the Big Ten season against top-ranked Ohio State, defending national champions. Bucks have won 24 straight to Big Ten conference games, and math tells you there no one in this league has beaten them for 3 straight years. Well, here's Nate Sudfeld. Out against Ohio State in that valiant effort by his teammates a year ago, he's had the pleasure this year of handing off to Jordan Howard, the co-offensive player of the week in the Big Ten this week, the only FBS player in the last 20 seasons with at least 140 rushing yards in each of his first 4 games toting the leather for the Hoosiers. Nate was telling us Monday one of Jordan's traits, other than running over people and breaking tackles, there is a savviness that you really can't X or O.
He understands situations. He understands if it's 3rd and 1 and I hand it to him, he needs to get the first down, so he won't look to make a cut. He'll just put his head right in there to get that 1 yard. And just little things like that. He understands on where to pass protect and pick up a blitzer, which has been a good comfort blanket for me, knowing even when they blitz, I'm picked up, and also running routes and kind of catching the ball. He catches it well. So, I mean, we're only scratching the surface with him because he's got a lot of potential and can be, you know, unbelievable. He's been great so far, but he can continue to improve, but he's going to be a great one.
Well, Nate Sudfeld on his buddy in the backfield, and that's Jordan Howard. Dating back to his UAB days, 8 straight 100-yard games. He leads the nation again this week with those 168 pieces of real estate that he picked up at Wake Forest last week. I'm Joe Smith.